John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's wrong with you, you pervert? You're going to hell, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass and my face. What's up?
You stupid dick!
Looks like baby vomit.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Thank you. That was the joke.
All right, now, hold on. Here you go. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Thank you. That was the joke.
There it is.
That's how that should play.
I heard the chord of a particular song, though.
That's the name of that tune.
Sounded interesting to me.
Thomas Chong will be on the show in this hour.
That's cool. Exciting.
Tommy Chong's bongs.
Yeah, man.
I like talking to Tommy Chong.
What do you know, man?
Also, another wrestler died, right?
Yes, right.
Right?
Yes, right.
Why?
Another wrestler died, right? Mm-hmm.
Was this another wrestler that was found dead?
Yeah.
Yes, in his home, but we don't know any details yet.
So I think Mick Foley's going to come on tomorrow and talk about steroids.
Okay.
And talk about Benoit Balls, the guy, what was it? Who's the first guy?
Eric.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
And Eric Crush Adams is the guy they found yesterday.
Right. And I saw.
What about Robert Crush Adams?
He's also very good.
Maybe this is Robert the Mailman.
Maybe it was on E! Entertainment Television where I saw a profile of Mankind, Mick Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you want to talk about the stuff that guy did. We've never gotten really deep into what he did early in his career to earn a name for himself, but, I mean, it's pretty amazing much real crap he had done to him.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing. Have you ever seen that profile where they show his life story and what he was all about?
Yeah, I think...
Oh, my God.
To some degree, we discussed that with him when we saw that first documentary and we didn't know if it was fake or not.
Right.
With him getting the crap beat out of his... And his kids leaving.
I mean, I guess he'd love to get hit in the head because it would cause more blood and it would look better for the fans.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, Don.
And Mike, and Buzz, and Rob, and to a lesser
extent.
And to a lesser extent, Joe.
Hello.
I heard you speaking about Monday Night Football earlier, and I heard you also mention Joe T. Well, I was just wondering if you know the man you refer to as Joe Theismann. His name is actually...
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
You know how old that is?
Well, it's old but true.
No, but I mean, God, it's ancient.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
This guy continuing to babble.
That's like you calling up and saying that your real name is Billy Basshole, and you just changed it.
By taking off the B.
Because it rhymed with a prize that we give to the biggest jerk that calls the show every
day. Do you know how ancient that is, that story about Theismann?
I do. I was just wondering if you were aware of that.
How could we not be aware of that after all these years?
Don and Mike are long-term friends.
Why don't we just, as far as this topic goes and pretty much every topic goes, whenever anybody thinks they know anything.
I was actually trying to inform your fans that, you know, the man has such a big ego.
The bottom line is whatever you want to tell us, we already know it. No matter what it is, we already know. Mm-hmm.
You know, and really at a certain point, especially I think when a guy gets out of the league for a number of years, I think that really the big ego argument about Joe, you have to remember what he did also in his playing career. And I think that's, you know, that speaks for something as well. You know what I mean?
You walk the walk. He had a pretty decent team around him.
But do you understand your calling, your idiot call?
A lot of guys feel like that. This is the classic Theismann hater. Mm-hmm. And I've never really been able to get
I think it's more a dumb guy know-it-all call. I think it's the same type of guy that might call and go, hey, Don and Mike, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Joe Theismann got his leg broken on Monday Night Football.
Typical Cowboys fan that can't stand the Redskins or their overrated quarterback.
Oh, come on. Will you shove the Dallas Cowboys up your bung? Seriously.
Twice.
I mean, I'm not rooting for or against any person, but if that is your argument for...
Yeah, well, you lose all credibility
the bad
if
call.
If you're a Cowboys fan because Joe did tend to light up the Cowboys during his career, so I can understand why you're bitter.
Well, that is why I'm bitter. And I also wanted
say,
to say,
did you know Tom Landry is dead? Hey, hold on a second. Did you know Tom Landry's dead?
Really?
I did.
Oh, hey, hold
I
on a second.
Found out the other day.
Hey, did you know that the Cowboys have stars on the side of their helmets? And maybe you've not heard
and
this one. The hole in the ceiling in Texas Stadium, it's so God can watch the team.
Hey, did you see that Walt Garrison is doing a tobacco commercial?
Is he?
Yeah.
You know, Dwayne Thomas still refuses to talk to the press, Mike.
Boy, that Hollywood Henderson, he's a handful, isn't he?
He's like Robbie, does coke all the time.
Yeah. You know, I love you guys.
I saw Bob Lilly in an airport one time, and he didn't give me the time of day.
Yet we hate you. And now I'm going to go so deep on your ass, you have to get a book out to do this one. Eddie LeBaron is bigger than your bowel movements.
Wow. Now, you got me with Eddie LeBaron. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Oh, well, why don't you go look that up? And when you find it out, don't call us.
He was such a successful football player that Chrysler named a car after him.
All right. Thanks for your time, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Bye. You love it.
I love it.
And just go away.
He had a fine time.
He's there. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
Do you know the Raiders left Oakland?
No.
Not kidding.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Keep us posted.
Why do people call us with such stupid ass?
God, the Theismann thing is, yeah. I mean, that's one of the oldest references you'll ever hear.
Like,
hi
you
there.
Didn't know that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I was thinking that might be Joe calling. Yes, hello, late to the party. How are you?
There.
What can you do for us?
Hey, I got a joke for you.
It's Debbie Boone on the phone because you light up my life. No, the only way that you can tell a joke is if
I understand that.
Have you already given the number to the guys in the back?
No, I haven't.
Then you understand what?
That you get my phone number.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
That why you called?
No, I want to tell you the joke.
Okay. They're being a little more careful about these phone numbers, you know.
You got to understand that if we don't laugh at the joke, we will broadcast the phone number.
You'll have to give more than one, too.
Okay, sure.
And your date of birth. And your social.
And my social security number?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, it's...
No, don't do that on the air.
Sir. No, go ahead. We'll take you off the air. Sure, what's your social security number? Go ahead.
Okay. What do you get when you cross a...
No.
Hold on. I'm taking you off the air. What's your social security number?
000... 096.
Very old, man.
Very, very. Yeah, 000.
How'd you get one that starts with 3 zeros?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh,
now you've forfeited your ability to tell a joke.
Oh, come on.
No, not come on.
It's real quick.
It wasn't going to be a funny joke.
Just
anyway.
Like when that hobo impregnated your mom, it's real quick.
That's right. He was just passing through.
A hobo.
Oh, come on.
Boxcar Willie was his name.
A tramp. A little tramp.
He had a stick with a bandana carrying all his belongings.
He later went on to great fame and fortune as the guy that sang Disco Inferno. The Tramps.
come on.
Always referred to as... hold on a second, sir. He spoke very highly of your mother. He always referred to that experience in his life as the lady in the tramp.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you can't tell the joke yet.
And sometimes when your mom would spread her legs and we would just bounce, that was a tramp Olean.
God. Oh, dear. That's where I was going to go. That's how pathetic we are. I was going to go in that direction, too.
Oh, okay.
He was a scamp, a tramp, a bit of a vamp.
She was a V-A-M-P.
Vamp.
That's great, Cher.
All right, loser. Did you, Joe, do we have a phone number for this guy? We do. All right, go ahead.
Can I tell the joke?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're waiting. I'm ready to laugh.
All right. What do you get when you cross a Mexican with a monkey?
Oh, a racist joke. A racist
no,
joke.
No,
how
no,
wonderful.
Not
a racist joke.
All right,
it's not racist.
What do you get when you cross what?
What do you get when you cross a monkey with a Mexican?
With a Mexican? What?
Mexican.
A stupid Mexican. I mean, the stupid monkey.
Okay. Yeah, who's stupid? Yeah. Who's stupid that couldn't even tell the joke?
This guy is in area code 209.
He always referred to that experience.
Don't listen to yourself on the radio. 465-5943. 5943. Okay. You got that, Buzz? Can you repeat?
What was the area code again? The whole thing, really. I got the whole, whole number.
Here it is, 209.
Oh, good.
465.
Right.
5943.
That's it.
Who says the bigots are ignorant?
I'm going to try to call him.
Very good.
I'm not surprised he messed up the joke. I mean, it was complicated.
Yeah,
it
very, very complicated.
Very, very precise.
What was it, Robbie?
What do you get when you...
I don't think we need to repeat it. No, I think that's fine. It was we all heard it the first time.
I enjoyed
time.
The way he said Mexican.
The way he pronounced...
Mexican.
Mexican.
Mexican. Mexican.
Like M-E-T.
M-E-T. Mexican.
See, we're the first to get through because the number... it takes about a minute for the delay to get out.
Right.
He's cowering now.
Come on. No whammies. Come on.
Perhaps someone crossed him with a monkey.
I hope we have an answering machine. No.
Wouldn't it go to voicemail eventually?
You'd think.
Not unless it's a phone owned by an idiot.
Maybe it's a landline.
Didn't he sound like he was on a bad cell?
Maybe it's a telephone made of wood.
It's a telephone made of chocolate.
A banjo made of chocolate and a truck made of ham. Well, all right. I don't know. Lots of ringy dingies there.
Boy, I wish we'd get through. The first thing I would say was, hello, I'm from the state lottery office.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We have a chocolate pie for you that's 1 mile wide.
You must claim your chocolate pie before the end of the business day or it will melt.
It's at the offices of the NAACP. Go down and tell your joke.
Have fun, sir. Thanks so much.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, man. Don, I know you're a nut for HD like I am, man. If you watched that Ravens-Eagles game up here last night, you would have just died, man. The HD was horrible. I mean, it was the worst HD broadcast I've ever seen.
Now, what makes an HD broadcast horrible? I'm curious about that.
I didn't. What was it on? Masson 2?
No, just about. It was on Fox, and it looked horrible.
Okay, Fox. Masson, M-A-S-N.
Yeah, the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network.
That's a network that I believe the game was on last night.
Yeah, well, it was horrible, man. Talked about the Monday Night Football. I had to switch over to the Monday Night Football.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, and I don't want to get too technical because people are going to drift away on this, but did they at any time during the broadcast say that it was a high-def game?
Mike, here's why I want to tell you. I'm sure it wasn't.
Right.
When they showed the highlights later on ESPN.
It was between the boxes?
It said ESPN HD on the side.
And after coming off that Red Sox series, I'm very aware of games not being broadcast in high definition. Mm-hmm. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Masson might be a little late to the party as far as high def is concerned.
The deal with a lot of NFL teams is because they make their own TV deals.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a team on the cheap, they don't necessarily want to pay for high def cameras.
Is this guy still on the line?
Yeah.
They put it on Fox, and they call it Rave TV or something like that.
Did they at any time say the game was high def?
Yes, they did.
Okay. All right.
So hold on. What Fox? Bad. Hold on. The game was just played last night, and it was on Masson. It was on Masson 2. What Fox network or channel are you alleging it was on?
No, the Ravens-Eagles game was on Fox last night.
In what town? Who's Fox?
Was it on Channel 45 in Baltimore?
Fox 45?
It was on their HD sub-channel.
45?
Yes.
Okay, as far as we can tell, the game was not broadcast in high def last night.
Well, it was horrible. That's all I know. And
but did they
the
say
HD
it?
Sub-channel.
Did they say, sir? No, did
Mike,
they
hold
ever
on.
Say?
They're now holding up signs in the background. The game was not broadcast in high def last night.
So nobody would have said it was being broadcast in high def, sir. It was not a high def game.
Well, they have Fox HD in the corner, in the bottom corner.
Do you have an HD set?
I do indeed, and I have I have Comcast cable. So
what you were doing is you were watching the game on the sub-channel that is known as Fox HD, but the game was not broadcast in HD.
A lot of times you can go to an HD channel, and they are showing something that's not in HD.
All the time. Let me familiarize you with ESPN.
When you were on this channel, were there bars on the sides?
No, they wouldn't have that.
Yeah, they did have the bars on the side.
Oh, they had the bars on the side.
Well, then, you idiot, sure you're watching something that's not in high def.
Low def,
ESPN, too, has those bars all the time.
Exactly, because they're not showing high def programming.
When you see something in the bars, it means that they're showing a clip from a team that doesn't have high def.
And I'll give you an example. Like, when I'm watching New England Sports Network on the regular channel that I get on DirecTV, I get the full screen, and they say it's a high-def broadcast, but I know I'm not getting that high-def broadcast because I'm not on a high-def channel. The opposite is true of this guy.
Correct.
He went to the high-def sub-channel, and it was not a high-def broadcast.
No wonder you thought it didn't look like high-def. It wasn't high-def.
No one screwed you, sir. It was your own mistake.
Wonderful. Then that makes me happier because, you know, I just didn't want to get screwed because I went and bought a nice TV and, you know, bought the game.
You know,
but hey, that's fine, man. That's
in
cool,
fairness
man.
To this guy, this will all be figured out when we just get every goddamn thing that's supposed to be in high def. Yeah. I mean, really. And don't you think they're all late? Everybody's late. I think by now we should have had this done
well,
2 years ago.
I at the beach, I have Comcast.
Right.
And when I go up there on my high-def channels up there, I got a bunch of stuff I don't get on DirecTV, like Food Network, high-def.
Really?
Skinemax, high-def.
Oh, I didn't know that.
MTV, MTV2, VH1 in high-def. These are all things that I think will be coming to DirecTV soon.
Maybe I'm bitching about DirecTV when I'm talking about all of television. But...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering if the guy in the 209 area code, I just need to make sure I have the right number. I do route sales in the early morning. I'm up at like 1:30 in the morning. That guy's going to get a phone call every day for the next week.
All right, 209-465-5943.
Three.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's you breathing.
And try that one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the Fox 45 channel the guy was talking about?
Yes, sir.
It was the Fox 45 HD channel, but it was the regular broadcast.
Right. Isn't that what we just explained to the guy?
Sir?
Yes, it was.
You were listening to it,
so
right?
You heard us explain it.
I did not hear you explain it because I was being a good listener and not listening to the radio while I was on the phone.
Listen, did you hear the other guy when he called and he said something that he thought we didn't know about Theismann?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you hear when I said, and I meant it seriously, for you and everybody, anytime you think you know anything, we already know it. Don't call.
Gotcha.
If we're caught with our pants down.
Well, especially, and it's double true, when we're just having a discussion that we finish with the guy,
right.
And then 2 seconds later, you call in saying the same thing. That's very frustrating, and it really does stop the show. You know that now.
Understood.
All right. Yeah. Did you hear Phil Rizzuto died?
Holy cow. We'll be right back with Tommy Chong.
This is the Don and Mike Show.